亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天题目是他使我看见神的荣耀，让我们一起来分享
Blessed Assurance。That was one of theMain key words of the ministry of John Wesley.
这是约翰·卫斯理服事的关键字。
A great evangelist that brought so much blessing to the world.
他是很伟大的布道家，把很大的祝福带到世界来。
Changed the history of England.
他改变了英国的历史。
And changed the history of the New World.
改变了新世界的历史。
Because he...was a religious man for many years.
因为他有很多年都是宗教人士。
But one thing he lacked.
但是他缺少一样。
Was what he called that blessed assurance.
就是他所称的有福的确据。
That certainty.
那种把握。
That only God can give.
这唯有神能够给。
And he lived for years without it.
他活了很多年都没有这样子的把握。
And first didn't know he missed it.
Didn't know
he didn't have it.
起初他也不晓得他缺少了没有这样的东西。
And then, when he found out he didn't have it, he didn't know what to do about it.
然后当他发现他没有这个把握的时候，他也不晓得怎么办。
But finally, after 6 years of striving through his, shall I say, his prison of religiosity,
但是在经过六年的挣扎，就是在他，我可以说是他的宗教的监狱里面，在那里挣扎。
One day at a prayer meeting,
有一天在一个祷告会中，
his way of expressing it was,
他是这样子表达的，
My heart was strangely warmed.
我的心感到特别的温暖。
Something happened inside.
里面有事情发生了。
And that blessed assurance came into his heart.
那有福的确据进到了他的心中。
From then on, he knew.
从那个时候开始，他知道。
He didn't hope for, I guess.
他没有说我希望，我猜测，我想是这样子。他知道了。
And he made that the key word of his ministry.
他让这成为他服事的关键字。
And he wouldn't accept people into the church.
他不会接受人们进入教会。
Until they could testify of that wonderful assurance.
直到他们能够见证那个奇妙的把握。
That is the witness of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
这就是圣灵在我们心中做的见证。
That is when we begin to open our eyes and see into the kingdom of God.
那个时候我们的眼睛就打开了，开始看到神的国。
That is when that new creature opens its eyes.
就是那新造的人眼睛开了。
Into the light of God.
看到了神的光。
Religion is good, but it isn't enough.
宗教是好的，但是不够。
There has to be something more than that.
必须有不只是宗教的东西。
Personally, I'm very practical-minded.
我个人是非常实际的。
For many years, I did not have that assurance.
有很多年我没有那个确据。
But I did have the assurance that one day I'm going to die.
但是我有确实知道，就是有一天我会死。
That I had.
这个确据我有。
But I didn't have any assurance of what next.
但是我并不确知接下来是什么。
And that troubled me considerably.
那个让我感到非常的不安。
Because practical-minded.
因为我很实际。
I reasoned that if all that the Scripture tells us of God and Christ.
我就这样分析，如果圣经告诉我们所有有关基督、有关神的事情是真的
，and that there is a responsibility, a moral responsibility upon human creatures with morality built into their genetic system，
人类因为与生俱来就有道德上的责任
，then it would be totally unrighteous and unjust of God to demand that I choose where I'm going when I don't know if I'm going there.
那么神如果让我要选择我自己去哪里，而我却不晓得自己到底是去哪里，这样子神是完全不公正、不公义的。
There had to be a way to know.
必须有一条路能够知道。
Or else why demand of me that I choose?
不然的话，神为什么要要求我选择？如果我不知道的话。
But God is not unfair, He's not unjust, He's not unrighteous.
神不是不公平、不公正、不公义的。
Because the Holy Spirit witnesses in our hearts.
因为圣灵在我们的心中做见证。
The word witness means testify. We heard some testimonies tonight.
见证就像我们今天讲的，我们听到一些见证是
同样的字。Testifies in our hearts.
他在我们心中做见证。
When that came, oh, what a glorious day.
当那个来到的时候，是何等荣耀的一天。
That changed everything.
那改变了一切。
Blessed assurance.
有福的确据。
We're going to look at the book of Acts. We're talking on the Holy Spirit these days.
我们要来看《使徒行传》，最近我们都在讲圣灵。
And our lesson for today will be in Acts 7.
今天我们来看《使徒行传》第七章。
And actually, in verse 55.
第五十五节。第七章五十五节。
嗯哼。
但司提反被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Now this is a momentous time.
这是很重大的一刻。
In wrath, they had taken Stephen out to kill him.
人们因为愤怒，所以就把斯蒂凡带到外面去，要杀他。
They didn't like his doctrine. They didn't like his religion.
那些人不喜欢他的教义，不喜欢他的宗教。
So they determined to kill him.
所以就决定要把他杀死。
And then it says, but Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost.
而这里说，但是斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。
Looked up steadily,
他就定睛望天
and saw the glory of God.
他看见神的荣耀
and he saw Jesus.
他看见耶稣
standing on the right side of God.
站在神的右边
That was just before he died.
这是在他死前的事情
No one had thrown a stone yet.
还没有人跟他丢石头 他们正准备要用石头打他。
He wasn't having some dream or influence from being battered half dead.
他不是在做梦，也不是因为已经半死了，所以受到一些影响。
Just before that.
这是在那个之前。
But in order to open his eyes.
但是为了要能够把他的眼睛打开来。
I read it says that.Being full of the Holy Ghost.
我读到说他被圣灵充满。
It's that wonderful Holy Spirit that opens our eyes into reality.
那位奇妙的圣灵，他开我们的眼睛，就让我们看到了真实的东西。
Even to see into the invisible.
甚至能够看见看不见的世界的里面。
Even to see beyond where the natural senses, our five senses, can reach.
甚至能够超过我们天生的五种感官碰得到的地方。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
You know, our sister testified of the fear that she had when she thought maybe there might be something serious.
刚才我们的姐妹做见证讲到说，她觉得她可能哦得了什么病，有些很严重的事情。
Everybody has those fears.
每个人都有这样子的惧怕。
You wake up with a muscle spasm in your chest.
你早上起来的时候，哦，你的胸口那边痉挛了，肌肉痉挛。
Within 5 minutes, you hear the terrible words, heart attack.
然后五分钟内你就听到那很可怕的字说，说、啊、心脏病发。
And then your heart does go fast.
然后你的心跳确实加快
了。Out of fear.
因为害怕的关系。
And you have a heart attack.
你是心脏病发。
Because we are assured that we will die.
因为我们确实确定我们会死。
And religion is a custodian of the gates of life and death.
而宗教就是生死之间的一扇门。
Because we know that it's absolutely certain we shall go, and we'd like to know where we're going.
因为我们确实知道我们会去的，而我们想要知道我们去哪里。
And what we'll find when we get there.
而且希望当我们知道说我们到那里之后会发现什么。
No one's foolish enough to go to the airport and lay down $100 and say, give me a ticket.
没有人会那么笨到机场去摆了100块钱说好给我一张票。
And the ticket agent will say, where to? And you'll say, any place, it's alright.
那卖票的人会说你要去哪里呢说、哦、没有关系随便什么地方只要把票给我就好了。
Now, no one's going to do that.
没有人会这样做。
We want to know where we're going.
我们想要知道我们去哪里。
But that mysterious going that's so...Sudden,
但是那个奥秘的去是这么的突然
Even if it's expected and prolonged, it's still sudden.
即使是预期中的是长期都那样子但是还是很突然
In one instant, life is there, and one instant, it's gone.
一瞬间生命在那里在另外一瞬间生命就消失了
And where, what is that mystery?
在哪里呢是什么呢那个奥秘是什么
And seeing we'll all take that trip, we're all very interested in it.
既然我们都要走那段路程，我们都很感兴趣。
And someone said, when you have that type of a mammogram, no one laughs. Well, yes, sometimes they do.
刚才都有讲到说有人有照到那样子的图片出来的话没有人会笑的
I for one laughed quite a bit
我听到有一个人他笑得很厉害
I still laugh
他还在笑
Because I know where I'm going
因为我知道我要去哪里
Blessed assurance
有福的确据
The only trouble is it takes longer than I thought it would
唯一的问题是就是这个比我所以为的时间要来得长
I'm still looking up instead of down.
我还是往上看，不是往下看。
Oh, I would be with you, but I would like to be looking down and be with you.
我和你们在一起，但是我是想要往下看。
Now, if you figure that out, all right, if you can, it's all right.
而跟你们在一起，如果这个你想得通，那就好；想不通也没关系。
But the thing is that the Holy Spirit gives us that assurance.
重点是圣灵给我们那样子的确据。
Now, in this occasion, I think God opened the eyes of his mentality, shall we say. He could see it as we see things.
我想在这次圣经记载的情形，神开了他的心智，让他能够看事情如我们一般所看的一样。
But before that, something happened.
但是在这个之前，有事情发生。
It says, being full. In other words, he was already full of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到说他被圣灵充满，换句话说，他早就已经被圣灵充满。
And therefore could see into the invisible world.
因此他能够看进去那个看不见的世界。
And he told these people of things he saw, and they were very, very unhappy.
他把他所看见的事情告诉人们，人们非常非常的不高兴。
Angry and full of wrath.
人们就生气，非常的愤怒。
And took him out to kill him.
就把他带出去要杀死他。
But he saw into that world.
但是他看见了那个世界。
That's where that blessed assurance comes. You know, Jesus said to the disciples, "You have eyes."
耶稣对门徒说：“你们有眼睛。
But you can't see yet.
但是你们还看不见。
Paul prayed for the Ephesian church.
保罗为以弗所教会祷告。
The Holy Spirit of Spirit of wisdom and revelation would open their eyes.
求智慧跟启示的灵会开他们的眼
That they might understand the things of God.
好让他们能够了解神的事情
See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作
To give us sight, and especially sight, in the wonderful, wonderful land that's so terribly invisible.
让我们有那个很奇妙的视力，能够看到那个非常非常美好的世界，但却又是看不见的。
So that when our eyes are open, we will have that blessed assurance.
所以当我们的眼睛开的时候，我们会有那有福的确据。
And that takes away a great weight of fear that's ready to jump on you any minute, and especially any dark night.
这就能够拿走随时都准备要跳到你身上的那种重担，任何时候都可能，尤其是在黑夜的时候。
When some back spasm or some spasm in your lungs or in your heart will make the cold sweat come out and your heart beat like a trip hammer.
当你抽筋了，可能你的不管是你的心还是你身体哪一个部分，然后这个东西就会让你满流了一身的冷汗。
Because we know we're very vulnerable.
因为我们知道我们很容易受伤。
We know it could happen very quickly.
我们知道事情可能很快就会发生。
And could happen very terribly.
也可能发生得很可怕。
And that's why, as the scripture itself says in Hebrews, that all our life were subject to the fear of death.
这就是为什么希伯来书告诉我们说，我们一生都是怕死的。
And that's when the Holy Ghost begins to open our inner being to perceive that there is a place to go. There is a kingdom of God. There is a truth. There is a destination. There is a reality. Where God can reach into our being, though we only have five senses, somehow He bypasses those five senses. And gives us a realm of knowing we can't even understand how we know, but we just know.
他让我们进到一种知道的领域，我们不晓得我们是怎么知道，我们就是知道。
So surely we know that tens of millions of martyrs have chosen death rather than life because they knew where they were going.
人们知道的这么清楚，以至于有成千上万的殉道者，他们选择死，他们选择生，
the lions,
因为他们知道他们要去哪里。当他们面对野兽，
as they face the swords of gladiators,
面对那些掌刑的人的刀，
as they face the awful stake with fire around it,
当他们被绑在木桩上，周围都是火要烧起来了。
They could sing and pray,
他们能够歌唱
praise God because.
能够祷告，能够赞美神，因为他们这么确定，
so certain,
这么确定。
Oh, that's why it's called blessed assurance.
这就是为什么被称作有福确据。
It's a blessing to the whole heart and mind and soul.
这对我们的身心灵都是很大的祝福。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
No illusion will carry you that far.
任何幻想都不能够把你带到那种程度。
No hallucination will take you that far.
任何的想象都不能够把你带到那种程度。
Until you can sing while you walk out of this life and know.
直到你能够一边歌唱离开这一生
sing,
你知道而这不只是歌唱
but at such a time as that your eyes too will be open
当在那样的时候你的眼睛也会被打开
into the invisible,
你会看到那个看不见的世界
see the glory of God.
看到神的荣耀
and no wonder it says there and it says and his face shone like an angel
难怪这里说他的脸就发光像天使一样
and he said as he fell asleep
然后说他睡了
andYou see, the thing is that we have to have our eyes open. There has to be a work of the Holy Spirit within us.
重点是我们眼睛必须开，圣灵必须让我们做工作，把那个很强的见证放在我们的里面。
That blessed assurance.
那个有福的确据。
And then we won't have to walk with fear.
那么我们就不必带着惧怕过日子了。
Many years ago.
很多年前。
There was a bus accident on the highway where we lived.
在我们住的那个地方 公路上巴士出了车祸
Two buses met head on But not completely head on
有两辆巴士他们相撞但不是撞得没有很完全
And the sides of both buses were ripped open And many people were killed
那两辆巴士的旁边侧旁都裂开来了很多人死掉
A few days later
几天之后
I was in a bus
我坐在巴士上
I was on that side that would be meeting another bus
我就坐在那边就是会碰到另外一辆巴士的那一边
And a woman sat on the side of the window
另外一个女人坐在窗户旁边
And she said I'm so frightened Would you change seats with me?
她说我好怕哦你跟我换位子好不好
I said delighted to
我说好我很乐意这样做
I wasn't going to ride with fear
我不要带着惧怕坐车子
I've ridden every place you can think of
我在你能够想象的任何地方坐过车子
I've flown to many, many countries,
我也飞到许许多多的国家去
But one thing I've never had a seat made of fear
但是我绝对不必坐的跟一个东西坐在一起就是惧怕
he's such an uncomfortable person anyway
不管怎么样他是很讨厌很让我们很不舒服的人
It's worse than sitting beside a person that's blowing smoke in your face
这个比你旁边坐了一个抽烟的人对着你脸抽的还要糟糕
Why?
为什么
Because I'm such a courageous person.
因为我是这么勇敢的人吗
No, actually, by nature, I'm a good coward.
不是的，其实按照我的天性，我是一个很好的懦夫。
But there's a blessed assurance.
但是有一个有福的确据。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
I remember I was only a child of 10 years of age.
我记得我还小，那时候十岁。
My father was a Baptist minister.
我父亲是一个浸信会的牧师。
A very conservative Baptist minister.
他是很保守的浸信会牧师。
He religiously wrote out all of his sermons.
他所有的讲章都是很宗教的，把它全部写出来。
And polished them.
而且都把它修饰过了。
So when he read them on Sunday,
所以当他主日读出来的时候，是个好的讲章。
In fact, after he died,around our house, we had several boxes and barrels of old sermons.
事实上，当他过世之后，我们家有好几桶、好几箱的他的老的讲章。
And they finally disappeared one by one. I don't know how or where.
那个终于一个一个的消失了，我不晓得怎么样消失到哪里去了。
But they were just good to fill barrels with. That's all.
不过那个的好处也只是装满桶子而已，就只有这样子。
And then I was about 4 years of age, maybe 5.
然后我那个时候差不多四五岁。
He heard about the Holy Spirit.
他听到了有关圣灵的事情。
He was certain that it was not true.
他很确定那不是真的。
That was only for the days of the apostles, you know.
你知道那只是使徒时代的事情。
And these rumors about divine healing were all false because those days were past 2,000 years ago.
关于神医治的那些谣言全部都是假的，因为那个时代已经过去了，是2000年前的事情。
Oh, God did that thing in Bible days, but not now.
哦，神在圣经时代是做了那些事情，但不是在现在。
But the rumors kept coming, and they began to come.
但是那些谣言不断的来。
In the daily papers.
而且在平常的日报上也有了。
And finally, with a group of ministers, he decided, "Let's go there and." And uncover the fraud.
终于他就跟一群牧师一起去说好，我们让我们去那里来揭发他们的诈欺。
Why, people would stand and shake.
那些人在聚会当中会站起来这样抖动。
Maybe even fall down.
或许会倒下来。
And stand up and say, I'm healed.
或站起来说啊，我得医治了。
Nonsense.
胡说八道。
Absolutely nonsense.
绝对是胡说八道。
So they went there and they thought maybe they were using this, electricity wasn't very much known in those days.
他们想说或许他们在用电，那个时代人们对电知道的不多。
And the minister was probably had them stand in a certain place and would poke a button.
他们认为说一定是那个带聚会的牧师站在那里按一个按钮。
So the first thing they did, these eloquent,dignified, well-clothed ministers.
穿着很体面的牧师们。
There's about 8 or 10 of them.
他们差不多有八个到十个人一起去了。
Went before service and went underneath this platform.
就在这个讲台下面看。
Right platform.
那个讲台很高。
And looked for all those electrical wires where they were going.
他们就去找到底电线是在哪里。
And they looked all over.
他们到处找。
And all they found was cobwebs.
你知道他们只有发现蜘蛛网。
Well, they sat on a platform.
好，他们就坐在讲台上。
And they saw God move.
他们看到神运行。
And they were convinced.
他们相信。
Absolutely convinced, all of them.
他们所有的人都完完全全的相信了。
Dr. Tanner, Dr. Price, Dr. Miller, the whole bunch of them, they said that can only God can do that.
有好几位博士，他们说。那些事情是只有神能够做的。
I saw a little crippled baby with a brace on his limb.
他看到有一个小婴儿是。
Tear the brace off, straighten his foot out, and run all over.
他的脚上绑了一个支架，但是他的整个伸直，然后就开始到处跑。他们坐在那里，泪流满面。这一定是出自什么？
Long story short,
长话短说。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit, all of them actually.
他们被圣灵充满，他们每一个人都被圣灵充满。
And they began to minister. In the Holy Spirit.
他们也开始在圣灵中服事。